So that does tie into some of the papers that have come out. There was an ASCO guidelines paper that came out previously about the use of genomic assays that I was surprised pretty much said, don't use genomic assays in patients with node-positive tumors. Dan Hayes was on that paper, which was interesting because we know that a lot of, if not the majority of investigators, as you demonstrate in this case, were actually doing it. They said, don't do it. And then more recently, just very recently, actually, you had a paper, and it was an ASCO guideline paper specifically addressing the issue of the 70-gene assay. Can you talk about kind of what the point was that you were trying to make in that paper and globally the way and what the guideline process is about the whole issue of using genomic assays in patients with node-positive tumors?
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's a good question. And again, it's an evolving field. I mean, the original ASCO guidelines, which, as you said, Dan Hayes was heavily involved in, felt, as I also mentioned, that the data for Oncotype in node-positive patients is limited. We have one retrospective analysis of a prospective study, and the number of node-positive patients was not large that were evaluable. And because of that limited data, I think the panel at that point felt that it wasn't yet appropriate to use that assay in most patients, knowing that you may be telling a patient that they don't need chemotherapy when the benefits of chemotherapy may be still significant. I think that that's kind of a philosophical question of how much data does one need before you put something into clinical practice. The updated ASCO guideline panel, which you mentioned, happened because there were new data, and the new data came from this prospective study of the 70-gene assay. And so based on these new data and the way the ASCO guideline are set up now is that we want to keep this a kind of an evolving process and not something that becomes obsolete because you wait 2 or 3 years between each change. So the way the process is set up is that if there is a new data set that we think may impact clinical decision-making, that is then reviewed by the ASCO expert panel and used to reevaluate the guidelines. And so that's what happened when the MammaPrint data came out from the MINDAC study. So this was a very specific change to the guidelines. It only pertained to MammaPrint, the 70-gene assay, and MINDAC.